Our top story, then, a sigh of relief from Europe's internet users. The EU Parliament rejected the notorious online piracy treaty, ACTA. The anti-counterfeiting trade agreement was drafted to protect internet copyright laws, but met with widespread outrage in Europe for threatening people's web freedom. There, well, my colleague Anis Sunawi earlier spoke with the citizens' advocacy group founder Jeremy Zimmerman. He believes that copyright laws must be reformed, but not at the expense of online users.
This victory must be the beginning of something else. And through the victory on ACTA, we hope that the EU policymakers will understand that this endless spiral of repression that is being pushed for the last 15 years by the entertainment industry has to stop. That combating our cultural practices online is not an option and would only be done at the expense of our fundamental freedoms and of the very fabric of what is a free internet. So we have concrete proposals, and they're already on the table of the EU policymakers, about reforming copyright, about making our cultural practices legal, that sharing and remix of cultural goods be made legal into the law, so we can end this war against sharing.
Certainly people are going to be arguing that ditching ACTA could be a green light for pirates and fraudsters to openly defy copyright law. Briefly, what do you say to that argument?
Well, what I say is that it's the notion of copyright itself that should be revised. We all have the capacity today to participate in culture, to share, to rip, to remix. We are all participants to culture, and it is a fundamental right. It is copyright that should be adapted to society and not the other way around.